This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The path to enlightenment is not always a straight one. If traditional religion is no longer satisfying your spiritual needs, why not try another path? Paul Rademacher did, and he discovered a simple truth many people never do. You don't have to be religious to be spiritual. The new book is A Spiritual Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, and we'll be giving away a copy here in just a few minutes. It is travel tips for the spiritually perplexed. Paul Rademacher is a graduate of the Princeton Theological Seminary with a Master's of Divinity degree, and he served as a Presbyterian pastor for 15 years. Currently, he is the executive director of the Monroe Institute. Paul, thank you for coming in.
Coy, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So what's your message for people?
Well, I think in this book, what I'm trying to do is to sort of reframe the traditional concepts of the kingdom of heaven in terms of the pursuit of consciousness and the pursuit of enlightenment. For me, as a pastor for 15 years, the reason why I went into the ministry in the first place was because of a mystical experience. And I found that there weren't many people in my tradition who were speaking that language that was so critical and so formative for me. And so the book is trying to bring together that, the mystical and the spiritual, along with the traditional religious traditions.
Yeah, and remind us where and what the Monroe Institute is.
The Monroe Institute is a nonprofit organization, and we work with human consciousness, and we create a context in which people can begin to explore their inner world to find out from their own experience what that's like for them.
Now, when you start using words like consciousness and enlightenment and inner world,
right. There's
a lot of, Christian conservatives or just Christians listening who are like rolling their eyes and thinking, oh, this is some liberal take on religion. And is it? Or it's, this is just the message of all religions, ultimately.
Well, I think that's a really good question, because at the basis of every religion, it doesn't matter what tradition it is, you have the mystical experience. You have somebody who has had an encounter of some kind that defies description or defies our language. Within the biblical tradition, we have many examples of that. There was Moses going up to the mountaintop, or his encounter with the burning bush. You have Ezekiel was having extraordinary visions. You have Paul on the road to Damascus talking to a dead guy. You have Jesus going up to the Mount of Transfiguration and also talking to dead people. And very often we think that because it's in the Bible, that must be different from what ordinary people can accomplish. But we're really convinced at the Monroe Institute, and I'm convinced through my own personal experience and the experience of many other people, that this isn't something extraordinary. This is actually within the scope of human capability, and ordinary people can begin to experience extraordinary things.
We're talking with Paul Rademacher. His new book is A Spiritual Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, and we'll be giving away a free copy. He served as a Presbyterian pastor for 15 years, and he's currently the director of the Monroe Institute. Your thoughts, 977-1070, that is the phone number. Tell me about your years when you served as a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
What was missing?
For me, as I mentioned, the reason why I went into the ministry in the first place was because I fell off of a roof when I was a contractor, and I entered into another dimension, another world entirely. And in that other world, I found that I was surrounded by complete and total peace. There was no such things as accidents. Everything had meaning and purpose. And at one point in that experience—
Were you unconscious?
No, that's the thing. I was very much conscious when this happened, and all of a sudden realized that I had sort of left the confines of the physical world and moved into another dimension entirely. And one of the most profound aspects of that was I found myself standing in front of a being of light. And at that time, I would have called it Jesus. I'm not so sure now, but as we were encountering each other, we were talking about my life, but we weren't using words. It was more of a telepathic conversation. It was such a profound thing because I had never experienced anything like that in my life. I certainly hadn't been a meditator. I hadn't been one who was pursuing this path. And here I was, an ordinary contractor, suddenly finding myself in a very, very extraordinary world.
And that's what led you to the master's degree in divinity and serving as a pastor.
Correct. Prior to that time, I really had been sensing a call into the ministry, and I was wrestling with that question. And when I came out of that experience, for me at that time, it was like the voice of God had answered my question. But what I began to realize over time was that that experience had an even more profound effect on my life, because this other world was so extraordinary, so profound, that I wanted to find a way to get back to it, to understand it more fully, and to integrate it more effectively into my daily life.
Paul Rademacher is with me live in studio. He's a former Presbyterian minister and a graduate of the Princeton Theological Seminary. His new book is A Spiritual Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. He's now the executive director of the Monroe Institute down in Nelson County, and the phone lines are open for you at 977-1070. So your work as a pastor, your work now with the Monroe Institute and moving more towards what you have said is spirituality instead of necessarily religion, what have you found that people are searching for? And I said before the break, my own gut instinct is that it goes way beyond meaning and goes more towards something like experience. Is that right?
Boy, you're right on target on that. And I think that's the missing ingredient. You can hear something secondhand. You can hear a story about something. You can hear about somebody's beliefs. And we all love to fight and argue over beliefs. But when you have a personal experience of something, it's a different order of knowing. It's a different way of engaging that is very, very compelling when that happens to you. So the work that we do at the Monroe Institute, and I want to make this clear to people, I've got two hats as we're talking in this interview. One is the author of the book in which I'm trying to bring together the worlds of religion and spirituality. But as the executive director of the Monroe Institute, we don't have any dogma, and I adhere to that very strictly. And so people can bring whatever their belief system is into this experience and then put their own language to it. And so we don't try to tell people what they should think or what they should feel or how they should put words to it. We simply create a context in which they can explore for themselves and then find their own meaning out of that exploration.
Yeah. So give me some concrete examples now. Let's take this to the ground level here for people. When people come to you and you work with people, what are you doing differently now that you weren't doing as a pastor?
I think the difference is when I was a pastor, I was so tied up with so many other responsibilities. You know, there's committee work, there's preaching, there's teaching, visiting the sick, and on and on and on. And the thing that was closest to my heart was this experience and finding ways in which people could engage that for themselves. And the work that we do at the Monroe Institute, I'm right there. That's I think, the reason why I was put on this world to begin with is to help people to explore for themselves. And that's really, really profound because you find that when the people have that experience, it tends to be a life-changing kind of affair for them. And we have people say to us all the time, this has been the most important week of my life, or my life was headed in one direction, and all of a sudden, everything is different. The key there, I think, is that what we're helping people to do is to expand their perceptual ability, the range of perceptions, because we're so identified with the physical body, we think that's the limit of everything that's available to us. And that's not the case at all. We're much, much larger than the physical body. And so because of that, we can engage information and all kinds of experiences that move into ranges that would be classified as the transcendent realms, let's put it that
way. Give me examples of what happens and goes on.
Okay. In my own personal experience, I think that's probably the best thing to talk about here. Early on in my life, I had two major experiences. The one I've just touched on before when I fell off the roof and entered into another dimension. But there was one time when I had an experience. I was hitchhiking across the country as a young man, and I got dropped off in Big Sur, California. And all of a sudden, as I was standing there beside the road, the whole scene shifted in front of me. It was as if the physical world began to become illuminated with a spiritual essence that I had never encountered before. Those two experiences helped me to understand that we as human beings have perceptual capabilities, that we can see the spiritual essence begin to emerge both from the physical world and from the world that is the transcendent or the non-physical world. And so these are...
So that even though we're in the body, you're saying that we can access some type of whatever it is, energy or whatever, beyond the senses, that
Absolutely.
We do have the ability Absolutely. To fine-tune that, which, of course, you know, Buddhist monks have been saying for eons that, you know, if you just sit quietly, some interesting things will happen to you.
And that's it exactly. So we're not really looking at anything that's brand new. This has been told to us by saints and shamans and mystics and gurus from the beginning of time. What's different now, I think, is that ordinary people are beginning to access this for themselves. You don't have to go off to a monastery or an ashram for, you know, 10 or 15 years to begin to access it. It's available to us right here and now.
Yeah. Paul Rademacher is a former Presbyterian pastor, and he's now at the Monroe Institute. His new book is A Spiritual Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. I'm struck by the fact that so much of the message of Thomas Jefferson, who literally cut up the Bible in four different languages to produce his own, and he cut out the miracles. He right. cut out the divinity right. of Jesus, and he left the lessons and the teachings and the ethics and the morality of what he considered to be the greatest spiritual right. teacher in the world. And he would tell people, you know, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual, in his own 18th century way. and if I hear you right, that sentiment is still alive and well among a lot of people, an increasing number of people, and in many ways, Jefferson was ahead of his time then.
Right. I'm a big fan of Thomas Jefferson. And a lot of what he said, of course, has gotten skewed over the years, and people have sort of taken the miracles out of the Bible, and they've turned it into something that is a purely physical experience. But I do think that it's precisely those elements that we find hardest to believe or hardest to get a hold of that really hold the key for everything that is available to us as human beings.
Paul Rademacher, the new book is A Spiritual Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. Paul, thank you for being here.
It's been a pleasure, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.